Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today's show is a show that, as all the shows, there's a hot topic for me, but it's a topic that I'd like to talk with you about, and I hope that it makes a few people think. Again, it's not that everything that I say is right. It's not that everything that I say is, you know, all that thought-provoking, but again, it's to try to give people a little bit of a perspective on things and a different perspective, and hopefully one that actually opens up your eyes. You know, many want justice, but very few people are willing to work for it. Very few people are thankful for the people that have actually created the justice that we experience now. Most of us nowadays, especially if you live in the socio-economical communities that most of us live in, as in the United States, England, places where they're pretty much major powers and a democratic society, most people feel as though the rights that they have are something that are owed to them. And in a way they are. However, those rights, those privileges, those abilities that they have, though the lackadaisical way that they can go about things, the mindset that they are able to display in their actions, a lot of those rights, as we call them, were actually fought for. They were fought long and hard for. And it always amazes me, all of the people in the world that have no real respect for the people that came before them, for the people who did suffer, for the people who did suffer, let's say, those slings and arrows for their forefathers and their forefathers' forefathers who allowed them to have the luxuries and experience the luxuries that they experience today. It also really amazes me the number of people that are so lackadaisical, you know, those people that constantly have a complaint but never have a solution, those people that constantly have something of negativity that comes out of their mouth but very rarely have anything of positivity that comes out of their mouth. Those people that are more what I would call, I guess you'd say, the leeches of life. And I know that some of it is just pure ignorance. And I'm not saying pure ignorance in the fact that these people are stupid. What I'm saying is that a lot of these people don't think. Some of them is ignorance to the extent to where these people are stupid. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it for anybody. A lot of the ignorance is just pure, unadulterated, selfish individuals that are just really, in my mind, useless. Now, am I saying that human race are useless as a whole? No, I'm not. There's a lot of phenomenal people in the world. And the majority of people that I believe are in this world really want good. They really want what's right. However, many of us have a tendency to kind of lose focus on what's important and what isn't. You know, a lot of us see the world is owing us something instead of understanding that we all owe each other respect. We all owe each other courtesy. We all owe thanks to thousands of people that we will never actually know and that are now gone. They're not even here with us anymore. They're not, you know, living on this planet. These are people that are dead and gone. However, because of their sacrifices, because of their, you know, their in some cases, their fight, we don't have to do that fight. We don't have to go through, again, the slings and the arrows that some people had to suffer. We didn't have to go through the injustices and the maltreatment and all of those things. It just always amazes me when I watch people and I realize the fact that they're not really a success in the sense of, you know, let's say they're a financial success. Well, their financial success isn't really through any effort of their own. It's just kind of like happenstance. You know, they were able to stay on the job long enough to where they earned a retirement. You know, they were able to stay out of trouble just enough to where they made it through. You know, in some cases it was just the time. You know, I was talking to some, and again, I don't have anything against the police, but I was talking to some police officers back when I used to be in that field, and as I was talking to them, I was realizing that, hold up, you guys have committed more crimes or more injustices on people than most criminals that I know. However, they never got caught when they did it. And I'm not saying that they continued to do it. I'm not saying that they continued to violate the law or do drugs or any of those things. But some of these same people that, let's say, administered a polygraph, today, if they would have had to have taken it, if they would have had to have taken it for their job, they would have never got their job. You know, background investigations. If a background investigation had been as deep then as it is now, they would have never gotten hired because they'd have never been able to meet the requirements in which, in some cases, now they're enforcing. And it goes to be something as simple as, you know, a motorcycle club or a fraternity. You know, many of the people that are in certain clubs or in certain fraternities, especially when they were first starting, as they progressed and as time went on, the requirements became more stricter, became more stringent, became more lengthy. You know, the periods of time were extended. However, if the same people that built the club or if the same people that started the club had to have gone through that same regiment of requirements, they would have never made it. So I just always find it interesting when I notice how quickly people forget. And that's something that we've all had to experience or have all experienced throughout history. People are constantly forgetting. You know, the average, you know, 100 years ago, you know, and it really isn't that far back, but 100 years ago, you know, black people didn't have the right to vote. Women didn't have the right to vote. You know, there were all types of other atrocities that happened to people. You know, recently I was watching a short video clip of Martin Luther King, and it was Martin Luther King speaking about how land was given out to foreigners that were not of color, but foreigners from other countries, and how they were given grants and low loans and all of these different things. However, people of the African-American race weren't, how they were given subsidies, you know, how they were, you know, in some cases to this day are still not, are being told not to farm the land that was originally given to them that wouldn't have been given to an African-American. You know, we're talking about, let's say, if you look at the Indian reservations, the Indians, of course, were here before a lot of other people. However, you know, they have something that was back in the day called a $5 Indian. And what a $5 Indian was basically if you had $5, then you could be certified as an Indian, as an American Indian. And then there was certain land that was set aside as reparations for the Indians. However, some of that land, I don't exactly know how much, but some of that land actually never went to Indians. It went to Caucasians that had the $5 to, you know, get the certificate certifying them as Indians. You know, and again, I'm not knocking their ancestors or anything like that, or knocking, you know, the people that now proclaim to be Indians and are totally engulfed in the Indian culture and all of the above. But I'm talking about the unbalance of life as a whole. And each and every one of us, again, needs to step back, and we need to see things as they are, and we also need to appreciate what we have and also understand that some of the things that we have acquired, you know, be it us, those of us not of color or what have you, some of those things that you've acquired, some of those possessions you have, some of those rights that you have, they weren't rights that were given to you fairly. They weren't abilities or opportunities that were necessarily handed out in the correct manner. Again, can you really do anything about that now? No, and the show isn't really about that. The show is about those of us that aren't thankful for the people that have stood up for us in our past. The show is about those of us that are ignorant to the fact that every time that you don't stand up for something, you allow someone else to suffer slings and arrows that they shouldn't have to suffer. You also subject people to stuff that they shouldn't have to be subject to. And you're not being fair. If you're part of a club, an organization, I want you to think of a club or an organization as, think of it like your job. If you're in your job and your responsibility is to do a certain thing, let's say you're a programmer and your job is to program. Well, if you're not programming, what happens? As soon as somebody comes aware that you're not doing your job, you usually don't have a job anymore. However, we have people that join clubs and organizations, or in some cases it's even cultural, where they don't actually stand up. And when I say stand up, I mean they don't do their part. They do just enough to get by. They do just enough to not get fired. They do just enough to try to stay under the radar to where they aren't thrown out. However, they're really not living up to the mustard. You know, how many are cutting the mustard, so to speak? I know I destroy phrases. So my question to everybody that's listening today is, are you one of those people? Are you one of those people that does the bare minimum? Are you one of those people that watches everyone else work? Are you one of those people that even though you are truly blessed, you are not thankful nor courteous to some other people that maybe not be as blessed as you, that may have had a harder road than you, or may not have realized an opportunity that you realized, and in some cases that opportunity was only presented to you because you were in the right place at the right time, yet there were hundreds and probably thousands or millions of people that were better suited, better qualified, and better equipped and could have probably done a better job than you. However, because they weren't there when that opportunity occurred and you were, you got that opportunity. You know, each and every one of us has something to be thankful for. Most of us have many somethings to be thankful for. So what are you thankful for? Are you thankful for the fact that, guess what? You're alive today. You're breathing. Your health is relatively good. Your parents may still be alive. Your grandparents may still be alive. You may have an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, or a mother or father that left you property. You may have someone that left you money. You may be one of those people that is blessed in other ways. You have a loving and caring family and kids that love you and other members of your family that truly adore you, yet you also may be one of those people that has plenty of money but has no family, but money has become your family. What are you doing to give back? What are you doing to be a shining example to the world that we live in? Because, again, none of us has walked any other person's walk. We don't know what those people have gone through. We don't know what those people have experienced. However, each and every one of us needs to be thankful because guess what? Today you're here, and it doesn't matter what today is. You could be listening to this show tomorrow or a week from now or a month from now or 5 years from now. What I want you to think about is, what are you grateful for, what are you thankful for, and who do you owe? Because none of us have done it by ourselves. None of us have really walked that perfect path. We are all, as you would say, we're not only ships in harbor, but we're also ships going on journeys to different ports. Well, what ports have you traveled? Have you actually gone to any other ports? Or have you just stayed in your little harbor, in your little square? Have you actually experienced life? Do you really know anything about the world around you? Or do you just know the 50 to 100 miles where you were born and where you will probably die? You know, not too many people leave outside of their pretty much known geographical area. Even today, where people travel greater distances now, do you really, even when you go to visit another area, do you really go and look at the culture, or do you just stay in the tourist spot? You know, it was interesting. I was talking to somebody about going to Las Vegas. Las Vegas, nice place, not for me, but not a bad place. And I was telling them how every time that me and my wife go someplace, we always make it a point to at least spend part of at least one day, if not one day of our trip, in what you would call the real environment, the real neighborhood. We get to see what the real people live like. We actually leave the tourist circle. Now, we don't leave the tourist circle in the more dangerous areas, so to speak. That would be kind of stupid because we don't fit in. We don't know where we are, and we don't necessarily know where we're going. We may have an idea, but we don't know the terrain. We don't know the people or any of those things. However, we do get a better understanding of even a place like Vegas by going outside of the strip, even to something like a Walmart. We constantly pick Walmart. Why? Because there's some very interesting people no matter where you go if you can find a Walmart. And we make it a little bit of an adventure. You know, it's a cultural adventure. We're originally from New York, so we're used to a lot of people and used to a lot of unusual things, but we always seem to experience something even more interesting. And we're not doing it to make fun of people. We're actually doing it to expand our understanding of where it is that we are. You know, in America, you have a lot of people that only know one language, and that language is English. However, in other cultures, most cultures, people know 3 and 4 languages, in some cases, 5 languages. However, as Americans, we don't usually stem that way. You know, now a lot of people are learning Spanish because of the large number of people in the Hispanic community that have actually moved into, you know, the United States or have grown up in the United States. However, for the most part, we are still a one-language country. So as we're talking today, I'm talking about, again, expanding your circle, expanding your knowledge, not only your knowledge of your environment, but your knowledge of yourself. You know, your knowledge of your culture, your knowledge of the people around you. In some cases, just the knowledge of who your neighbors are. You know, nowadays we don't truly have relationships with our neighbors. Most of us don't know them other than a wave. You know, and maybe they go to the same place of worship or something along that line. We know what they drive. Do you really know what they do? You know, okay, you know that they work at, I don't know, Brinkerhoff and Newman. Well, what do they do at Brinkerhoff and Newman? You know, you may have seen their kids, but what are their kids going to school for? What are their likes or dislikes? How do you become more of an asset to the people around you and your community? Again, everybody wants something, and everybody complains about the injustices of man, but what are you doing to even out the playing field? You know, I was talking to somebody recently, and we were talking about secret societies. We were talking about the Masons and the Illuminati and who else, and Skull and Bones organizations and the Young Presidents Clubs. And the conversation was, when we talk about, let's say, colleges, the conversation was, is the Young Presidents Club, not the Young Presidents Club, is, let's say, the Skull and Bones or going to Harvard or Yale, are the young men and women that go to those schools, are they really going to get a better education than somebody that goes to, let's say, a more local university, accredited, all of that? The overall answer is no. They're going to get the same education. They're going to get they could even have the same professors that teach at the same schools. However, someone that joins, let's say, Skull and Bone, somebody that, you know, becomes part of one of these groups or goes to one of these upper class schools can have an advantage. And why can they have an advantage? The reason that they can have an advantage is because, guess what? The people that are what we would call the movers and shakers in our world, they send their children or their young people to those schools of higher learning that are more expensive. They send them to the Yales. They send them to the Princetons. They send them, you know, to the Harvards. So what ends up happening? So now those young men and women that go to those schools are now connecting with the young men and women who are the sons and daughters of these movers and shakers. So what does that do? That opens up a whole nother avenue for those people in the sense that they're now dealing with other people that are of the same kilt as them, as in having money, having power, having influence. You know, right now there was a news thing on about, I believe it was one of the news stations is hiring Chelsea Clinton, which is the Clinton's daughter, and she's being hired, and her salary is going to be $600,000 a year. You know, I guess she's going to be a news anchor or something like that, but this young lady is going to be making basically more than $500,000 a year. Now, is that truly based on her skills? I don't know. I don't know the Clintons. I don't know Chelsea Clinton. I've never been blessed with that opportunity, nor do I know the Obamas, and I haven't been blessed with that opportunity. However, Chelsea Clinton is in a higher level. What? Her mother was, you know, the first lady. Her father was the president of the United States. Her mother was actually the Secretary of Defense. I may have said that wrong, but she held a high office. That political affiliation, that association with power, I'm sure plays into it. Right now, you know, our present president, President Obama, and his wife, well, right now they're, what, 15, 16-year-old, actually has a spot where she is basically consulting on a major TV production with Halle Berry, you know, acting as a consultant. Well, guess what? She's 16 years old, and that's going to put her in a very lucrative position if that's the way that she wants to go in her future life, plus those connections. Again, she is or was the president's daughter when the president was president, you know, and again, that association is very powerful. That connection is very powerful. And people of power want to be around other people of power. You know, I had a conversation with somebody years ago, and I said, you know, when you go to court, understand that you need to have all of your ducks in a row before you walk into that courtroom, because that judge doesn't really want to hear from you. He wants to hear a yes, no, and the answer to his question. And most of the time, if he wants an explanation or she wants an explanation, it needs to come from your lawyer. Why? Because that judge was what? A lawyer. So it's just interesting when you look at things. So my question, or actually my request, is for those of you that aren't pulling your weight, those of you that aren't working together, those of you that aren't doing like some other cultures and helping each other to grow, to develop, and to better navigate the economy, who are you hurting? You're hurting yourself, and you're hurting your race, and you're hurting the world. Why? Because each and every person has gifts to share, and if you're not sharing your gifts, if you're not doing the things necessary to help you and yours get to the next level, then guess what? Nobody else is going to help you. If you're not willing to help yourselves socially, economically, professionally, mentally, spiritually, and all of those things, nobody else is going to be willing to help you. Nobody else is going to stand up for you. Nobody else is going to do what you can do for yourself and is going to do it as well as you can do it for yourself. May you need some help? Yeah, you may need some help. But all of us have people throughout our lives and throughout history that, again, even though they're not here, we need to start repaying them for what they did. Why? Because they left behind sons and daughters, granddaughters, great-grandchildren, all of those things. My whole mindset is, you know what? If I do a justice for you, I do a favor for you, and it helps you, then I'm expecting you to do a favor for me. And if you can't do it for me, you can do it for my son or my daughter or my granddaughter or my great-granddaughter. Why? Because that's how the world really works. And anybody that thinks that that's not the way the world works, you're naive. Anybody that thinks because you get a cheaper price that means something, all that means is that you sold your soul for something else. So on the page, actually, today I left a whole bunch of quotes. And the reason that I left those quotes is because they were left by people that are much smarter than me, much faster than me, and much wiser than me. And I think that they're very strong. And to read them and to understand them and give them and look at them with an open mind is a very amazing thing. Where you go, no matter what the weather, always bring your own sunshine. You've heard me say this before. When you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, wake up with a smile. Go to bed with a smile. Be happy that today you got to enjoy the day, because today is your best day ever. And every day that you get, you should try to make it your best day ever. The next one, don't live down to expectations. Go out there and do something remarkable. Stop just doing the minimum. Do more than is required. You're not doing it for anybody else but yourself. You're the one that is truly going to reap the rewards of you being an exceptional individual, and other people are going to benefit from you being exceptional, but you're also going to be seen as more exceptional. Next one, things turn out best for the people who make the best out of the way things turn out. Stop expecting things to be perfect. Take the bull by the horns. Take responsibility for yourself and your actions and do the best job that you possibly can do. Again, that's going to be a reflection of you. That's something that you're going to carry with you and know that you gave it your best. The next one, and I'm not giving the names, but the names are on here of the people that wrote these quotes. The next one, I hope when you count the stars, you begin with yourself. And may you embrace the moonlight with your dreams. Whatever the mind can believe and conceive, it can achieve. So, ladies and gentlemen, remember that you are a star. That doesn't mean you have to be arrogant. That doesn't mean you have to be self-absorbed. That doesn't mean that you need to expect people to kiss up to you or think that people owe you anything. But again, be your best you. Do everything that you can do to shine and to show that you are a shining star without trying to hold anybody else down, without trying to make anybody else seem smaller. Next, to be nobody but yourself in the world, which is doing its best, night and day, to make you, everyone else, means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight, and never stop fighting. This is not necessarily a war, but every day is a struggle. When you breathe in, you're breathing in air. When you drive your car, when you hold yourself upright, there's muscles that are holding you up. You're constantly making corrections. You know, you're never perfectly still. We as human beings are always in motion. So that means you're always fighting for something. Stop laying down for everything and stop watching injustices happen to other people and acting like you don't see what's going on. The next one, always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of someone else. The only person that anybody on the show can be is yourself, or anybody listening right now. You cannot be anybody else. The only person that you can truly be effectively is you. And your best you is pretty good if you give it a shot. The next one, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss it, you'll land amongst the stars. And again, that's another great one. And there's some more. But ladies and gentlemen, you are a blessing. Act like you're a blessing and treat everyone else like they're a blessing. And it goes, treat others as you want to be treated. Well, my mindset is treat others better than you want to be treated, because I have no idea how you want to be treated. But if you treat them better than you want to be treated, that might be at least a step up. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for listening, as always. If you found anything that we said on the show moving or useful, again, please share the show with other people. Again, I'm always open for speaking opportunities, and I am also the author of the Positive Self-Defense series, which is also available on Amazon and Books A Million. So that's Positive Self-Defense, or you can put in Zurian, and you'll come up with the four books that I presently have out. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, have a blessed day, and we wish you every success. Take care.